Ellsworth site. 775 Pawnee Rock and K-Link are now linked.
K0JWH here, northbound 281. The audio is a little bit low. Is that normal for this repeater, or were you on a pretty far away from the mic?
I don't know. I haven't been on that one down there so long, I couldn't tell you. Your audio this direction sounds okay.
Okay. When I get closer to, when I get closer north, I'll have switch my other VFO over to Haviland and see if your audio or anybody's audio sounds a little bit louder. So I just, I didn't know if I was close enough to hit Pawnee Rock to turn it on myself, so I figured I'd have you do it from up there.
Okay. Yep, not a problem. So you're on Pawnee Rock right now?
Yeah, that's correct.
Well, good to know it works. I thought our link radio that connects to Pawnee Rock, I thought that radio was kind of on the way out a few months back, and I didn't think it'd probably work anymore, but I guess it is.
Yeah, just to give you a point of reference, I'm at the northern Pratt County line here at US 281. And I'm receiving Pawnee Rock at about 4 or 5 miles here on the D710. And it sounds real good, real nice and crisp. So that's good to know. He's put out a mental scale discussion for us out here out west, so we'll see if anything pops out of the thing. We've had a lot of cloud cover today, so not sure we had enough heating to support anything.
We got some high-based grunge going on out here around Waukini and this area along I-70 and on north up to Overland. But not really going to get with it and do anything, so we're just west of Ellis a couple miles here now.
All right. Yeah, I hadn't had spotter network turned on in a while. I just got it turned back on. Noticed you're out there by Colby, so... Good to know. Alrighty, I'll, as soon as I get a little closer, I said I'll holler back at you and see if we can test this audio thing again.
Okay, I just switched over to Hayes. If that sounds any different, you can be the judge there. Answer it, UJQ.
Nope, no difference at all, so it's not what the site you were on. I'll bury Hoisington down in the squash there, and I'll get probably wait for about 20 or 30 miles closer, and then I'll try it again.
Okay, sounds good. And 0JQ mobile.
Okay, 0JWH mobile.
Hello, Mr. Kurt, and 0UUR.
Evening, Walt, and 0UUR, W0KRT.
They let you out and about without adult supervision?
Yes, sir. I put in my application to be adopted, and nobody wanted me. Go ahead.
I can understand that, too.
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to have a monsoon tonight?
Well, I was just contemplating that, looking for some of my radish seed. Go out and plant me some radishes for early radishes, but I don't know if there's going to be enough moisture to bring them up. Over.
Some nasty looking clouds out there, but I don't know whether they're heavy enough to do much.
one watch out for southeast. Sound like some nasty stuff down there, hail to 2 inches and all that, but, what we can do without that destructive wind stuff, over.
Yeah, we definitely can do without that, and that hail we don't need either.
Little disappointed in my Shockers, but boy, it was a heck of a fun game to watch. Gary was in there, and Doyle, and we watched that puppy last evening. Man, they played their hearts out, but in the last 2 minutes, I don't know if they lost focus or interest or what, but they ended up losing, so I guess it don't matter. It was a fun game anyway. W0KRT.
EZQ, KY4, if you want.
Go ahead, sir. I'm getting you.
Okie dokie. And top of ballot, but that is to be able to zip in between the two cells, but that's what it's going to happen. And you're going to head back to town where I can probably cut the truck up work before you get out of Pelton.
Okay, sounds good. You're in and out on the repeater, but you're coming in okay.
Okay, I'm kind of in somebody's hatchbacks here, so I'm probably just in and out of the shadow there.
Yeah, that time you were full quieting, so. Yep, we've been watching you. It sounds like it's out there. It hadn't made it over here yet, so I just went in, got the computer, and brought it out here to the garage.
Okie dokie. Yeah, I can see the stuff coming, but, you know, other than it's going to get really wet really quick, nothing too exciting, at least for today, but yeah, it was worth the drive to get out of town.
Your drive to get out of town is a lot different than mine.
Well, had I looked better, or actually things fired up the way it did, I probably would have went to up around North Platte today, because all the stuff that was kind of hanging out here, just as rain kind of fired itself back up as it went northeast, and, oh well, live and learn.
Yeah, well, like I say, if you make it over here, give me a holler a little bit farther east, I'll meet you for an eyeball and something cold to drink.
Yeah, it's certainly possible. Just waiting for the missus to give me a call back. I might actually grab a room in Hayes tonight, but see where things go. Then again, she's also keeper of all the hotel points, so kind of have to wait for her either way.
Sounds good. Well, I can even meet up with you over there if that works out. Just let me know.
Okie dokie. We'll see how it goes, and I'll leave this in on the channel, so all hell breaks loose or whatnot, at least they can hear whatever. KY4, if you like.
Sounds good. Yeah, if it gets very active, usually we'll get on here. I think KD0MJD is out, and I see KD0GHB is on Spotter Network, too, so they're both over there near you. So just keep listening, and I'll be monitoring over here.
This is KD0MJD. Hey, Tim. Just going to tell you, Rush County just got put under a thunderstorm warning, and it looks like that cell's going east-northeast. I don't see any rotation, though.
Okay. Well, I probably won't go out unless something big happens or whatnot. So just a rainstorm, I can stand here and watch it rain.
Sure smells good. Anyway, I'll let you get back talking to them. Sorry for interruption. KD0MJD.
Yeah, good. Yeah, it looks like rain here, but shall seek shelter for the truck once the hail hits. KY4, if you had. Alice.
Sounds good. I'll be monitoring. KD0EZQ. We were just discussing, BJ, that probably the state of Kansas wouldn't allow your call sign to be on our ham tags.
Now, I'm sure it says to show up with the license and thou shall be issued, but I have kind of debated getting it instead of put it on the wife's Jeep. And we got fire plates in all of them, but with Wyoming with the horse in the middle, it kind of gave it all a new meaning.
Yeah, I didn't know what your call sign was until you showed up on Spotter Network, and I thought, oh my.
Yeah, that was a date and dare a few years back. I actually put in for it years back, and the paperwork kind of just got lost on the application thing. Is I remember paying money for it, but all right, scroll, you're getting ran over. But it just kind of just stalled or sat there or everything just disappeared and I just forgot about it. And then another date goes by and it was kind of game on again just for a joke. And
KD0MJD K0JWH.
This is KD0MJD. Go ahead.
Hey, this is Jordan. Did you say you're out and about watching the weather?
Yeah, I'll be inside for a bit before too long, but I will probably be back out shortly. But yeah, I'm out keeping an eye on things.
Okay. Yeah, I heard two guys talking earlier about venture. One of the guys was saying they're venturing out. I thought it was you. It could be wrong, though.
It's me.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, I'm in Great Bend. It's been a long day, but yeah, these cells just don't seem to be agreeing with any type of forecast that we've had earlier today, so whatever happens will be a surprise, I guess. All right, we'll let you go, K0JWH. I'll be monitoring.
All righty. Yeah, I'll be out and about now and then I'll have the computer running also when I'm inside, so if anything gets real exciting, I'll be out and watching, so I'll talk to you later. KD0MJD.
KD0MJD. Had two stations at once. I heard that John KR0L in there. John, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, Jordan. I was just heard you talking in there. Do you anticipate any need to spin up a Skywar net this evening?
Well, I'd say probably not. The way these things are coming together, or rather the way that they're not coming together, there doesn't seem to be a whole lot of organization, let's say. None of them have gone tornado warned yet. They just have a severe thunderstorm watch out and a couple of severe thunderstorm warnings out. Looks like it's only going to affect mainly Barton, Lyons, Ellsworth, Lincoln, Russell, Saline, and maybe north of side of McPherson County. So I really don't think it's going to be that great of a deal. We didn't get enough ground heating today for there to be as much initiation as I think they thought. So, I mean, at the very most, might have somebody monitor, but I don't think it should be anything severe enough to warrant a regular net.
All right, that's kind of what I was thinking, too. I had also seen the hazardous weather outlook from this morning, and so I had something planned for this evening, but it was kind of flexible. But I think I'll go ahead and go to what I planned on, and I'm going to, I'll drop you an email about some other stuff. So, thanks for letting me know there, Jordan, and have a good one. KR0L, I'll be clear on your final.
Okay. Yeah, and I think usually Kemp's hanging around, and I think Bill Gilliland is usually available, and I saw Russell in chat there, too. So, I think we got enough to cover it. You can go ahead and, yeah, go ahead and head off and have fun at your other event there. So I'll be watching out for the email from you. Have a good night if we don't talk to you. KR0L, K0JWH.
Now go ahead, Dean, I'm listening.
Yeah, Jay, do you have radar pulled up?
It's in the house. I was getting ready to bring Clay 2 down so he had something to talk on.
Okay, why don't you go ahead and do that? I just wondered whether I had south because my phone just went off and they just put us under a thunderstorm warning, so I just checking.
Yeah, I think if I was you, I'd find a place to park under something. That's a pretty nasty looking cell coming towards you.
Well, I didn't even, haven't even head out yet, just caught me by surprise, so.
Yeah, long for an Oak Hill are getting it. It looks like the signature I got here says 1-inch hail possible. It's headed northeast right into towards Clay Center, so looks like it might go a little southeast, but you're gonna probably catch some of it. So I'll see if I can't bring down Clay 2, and then we'll have something local we can talk on too.
All right, thanks. KD0EZZ.
Yeah, KS1 EMS. Well, that was a good try. I'll try one more time. KS1 EMS.
KS1 EMS, N3UJQ.
Yeah, go ahead.
Did you get that one down okay?
Yeah, it didn't take it the first time. The second time it went fine.
Okay, just checking. We'll see ya. N3UJQ.
Not bad for a while. Well, yeah. I was guessing, so it worked. I'll catch you later. KS1 EMS.
Got a number with you.
Got a number.
You gotta be kidding me. You gotta pick now to see if your mic works. KD0EZQ.
I was thinking the same thing, Tim.
KY4FUN from KD0EZQ.
There you are, Tim.
If you wanna get off at the Gorham exit, Gorham, and, that's probably going to be better than coming all the way. I think if you come all the way to Russell, you're going to be too far east of it.
Okay, Gorham it is. I'm trying like cat not to say over and out from the work stuff. It's kind of got annoying these days now.
I think his best chance is to come into Russell and north. Otherwise, he's going to be on the back side of it the whole time.
Yeah, I'm just trying to bring up the road network out that way. Obviously, try to avoid all the dirt roads. Yeah, it's going to be probably 50-50 if I can even catch up with this. I got a cell between here and Russell I got to go through, but it should be out of my way looking at the radar shortly.
Yeah, well, they're talking about it going pretty much down K-18. The core of it should be right over Paradise along K-18. If you did come all the way to Russell, you could go north out of Russell on 281 would be the only way to get up there on a blacktop road.
Yeah, blacktop's preferred. I think my off-roading days with these current set of tires are kind of over for the year until I get the new ones on.
Okay, I'm mobile right now. I was going to come west, but I'll hang out here. I could meet you down there off the interstate if you wanted.
Okay, yeah, if it's still accurate, I see you on the map on the from the spotter network side, and I can bring up APRS. I don't know which one is more accurate for what you're using.
Yeah, the pickup I'm in right now, I don't have either. I've got got my laptop set next to me, but I don't have the APRS in this vehicle.
Okay. Yeah, it's 50-50. Yeah, there's something here, but it keeps getting covered by the radar. It looks like it's you, but between here and Russell on the south side of the highway, if that's anywhere close to you.
That would be KD0, or K0TDB, would be a cousin of mine. Last name's the same, the first letter's the same, but a different person in between.
Ah, okay. Well, that'd explain that. Yeah, I thought you were showed up in your call sign, but it's been a while since I had this running in the truck, so I wasn't quite sure.
We're starting to get light hail here. It's a little smaller than a marble. It came down for about a minute and then it ceased right at the mesin.
KD0EZQ, KY4, if you want. Tim, is this just kind of fizzling out or am I just in the wrong spot? You're by I-70 in Hayes.
Yeah, the storm's more to the south of you. If you went south down 183, you'd run into it. Or north. There's a cell that's southwest of Ellis. But it looks like it's going to go north of Hayes. They put northeastern Ellis County in a severe thunderstorm warning just a minute ago.
Okay, yeah, my GR just updated here. Still shows, I mean, Hayes, I've just seen where it was. I got the county labels turned on, so between Hayes and Ellis, it was all kind of filtered out there. I'm like, wait a minute, I already left Ellis. Yeah, it just looked like it was spinning up here, and then it just kind of stopped. I'm over by Ashley Furniture, so I'm not really seeing much here.
Yeah, it looks like a hole in the donut there on what mine is.
Yeah, it's kind of what I'm seeing, and I see all the guys that were down in Oklahoma are down in, with all the names are run together, but straight south on 183 there. I see all the hail reports just popped up. I will be staying overnight in Hayes tonight, just that is an FYI.
Okay, we're just getting ready to eat some supper here. I might hop in and come over and meet up with you a little bit.
Okay, I may do the same. I may go check in the hotel and grab something quick to eat and then figure out a game plan.
Sounds good. I'll give you a holler here in just a little bit. KD0EZQ.
Sounds good. KY4, if you want.
KD0MJD, mobile monitoring.
KD0TYZ from KS1 EMS.
Go ahead.
Yeah, are you at the house or are you out running around?
No, I'm at the house right now.
You hit Clay 2 from your place?
Usually I can. I'd have to switch over real quick.
Yeah, why don't you meet me over there? We'll see if I can hit it from here with this storm between us. I think that storm's going to go between us, but I'll meet you over there and see if I can get you. KS1 EMS.
KD0TYZ.
KD0MJD.
KY4FUN from KD0EZQ.
Yeah, Tim.
Don't know if you've got it in your radio or not, but the Sheriff's Department here has a tornado on the ground about 15 miles north, northwest of Russell. Would be northeast of you.
Okay. I'm probably out of position, but I'm right here at 70 for the most part, so I can kind of head up that way, or if you see a better
I figure 70 east and then head up north out of Russell-ish.
Yeah, it's a ways north of town here where they're at. They're talking about the county lines. It's about 15 miles north of Russell and just a little bit to the west.
This is WA0KUN. Can you reconfirm that tornado that's on the ground up that way?
Yeah, listening to the Sheriff's Department talk here, they've got a couple storm spotters on the ground with it sighted around the Paradise area. There would be west of Paradise on the county line.
I appreciate that, WA0KUN, just to keep me informed on that. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for the relay, Tim, K0JWH, 2 miles southeast of La Crosse.
Yeah, Tim, I'm going to kind of mosey out that way. Do you hear anything in between? Give me a shout, or I just threw Facebook back up on the truck if you want to send me some numbers that way.
Okay, yeah, it would be quite a ways north of Russell, in between Fairport and Paradise. Be right on the Russell-Rooks County line.
Okay, yeah, I just brought up the radar, and it's kind of, it looks like the storm's going east-southeast, but I know most everything is going west-northwest, so can't hurt. It's not like I have anything else to do.
Sounds good. I'll hold off over here. If you make it to Russell, holler at me. I could even hop in with you if you wanted or whatever.
Okay, yeah, I just jumped on the highway now, heading east. Let me see how it goes with the weather here. You in Hayes right now, or down south there in Victoria?
No, I'm in Russell. I live in Russell now, straight east of you, on I-70.
Okay. For some reason, I thought you moved south. Yeah, I just jumped on the highway, so let's see where everything is by the time I get down this way, and life will be good.
Okay, sounds good. KD0EZQ.
KY4 fuel and we'll be listening.
Cousin of mine. Last name's the same, the first letter's the same, but a different person in between.
Ah, okay. I'll about to explain that. Yeah, I thought you showed up with your call sign, but it's been a while since I had this running truck, so I wasn't quite sure.
We're starting to get light hail here. It's a little smaller than a marble. It came down for about a minute, and then it ceased right at the mesin.
Okay, who was that with the hail report you doubled? Give your call sign, please.
It's KC0NDG, Sherwin, 10 miles north of Russell.
Okay, thank you. Let us know if anything changes there, if it gets worse.
Okay.
Yeah, we had about a 30-second minute hail, and it quit. Getting a lot of lightning and just a little bit to the north of us right at the present time.
Okay, thank you. KC0NDG and 0UJQ, would you say that would be about nickel size hail, or is it a little smaller?
KY4FUN from KD0EZQ, where are you at?
It's going by exit 172 or 173, about 15 miles out from Russell.
Okay, I'll wait for you down here by the 184 exit, by the McDonald's.
149 radar indicating.
Okay, 184 it is, KY4FJ.
Very good.
Hey, Tim, how are you hearing me? K0JWH.
Doing good, Jordan. I can get you.
Just FYI, I'm on this southern cell down here in, I think it's Rush County, K96, just north and west of Great Bend.
Okay, Sheriff's Department's just talking about another one coming down. We'll be between Fairport and Paradise, headed northeast towards Paradise.
Yeah, this one down here keeps kind of spinning up on us every once in a while, throwing kind of a little bit of funnel out of us. Well, a little bit of a wall cloud, so we're watching it. Just thought I'd let you know I'm down here too. K0JWH on the Pawnee Rock machine.
Hey, Tim, just FYI, the storm motion on that cell is actually east-southeast, so that doesn't look to be heading towards Paradise. It's actually moving a little bit east-southeast, like I say.
Okay, I'm just going by what they're saying, Justin. There's three of them up there, and they're both pulling it going east-northeast.
Yeah, nothing's being said on Weather Chat about tornado, although the GR level 3 is starting to show some indication of it here, and level 2 has been showing some rotation for a while too, so.
Okay, you can't really see anything from here in town. It's covered by the rain. There's a clearing off to the northwest of town, and then pretty dark blue straight north. Just getting real light rain here in town.
Yeah, I think if they're seeing anything up there, it'd be a land spout type stuff, because right after we got east of Russell, we got into cold air on the way home, and I just don't, that's kind of a grunge environment. I don't think anything big's going to come out of that.
Yeah, now the digital systems went down, so we're scrambling here. Hold on.
Looks like the folks Concordia and Jamestown areas out in there are going to get a pretty heavy little cell moving through there. That thing's ramping. Anybody listening up there might be on the lookout for that. N0UJQ.
N0UJQ, KC0, IWS.
Go ahead, Nathan.
Yeah, I'm on US 81, about the 195, 196 mile marker, and that shower you were talking about just came through. It's got just under dime size hail in it, and pretty good rain.
You encountered dime size hail while you were on 81 highway?
Yeah, affirmative. There wasn't much of it. It's not a lot of hail. Just what I noticed, what came down there for just a few minutes was just under dime size and breaking up on impact of solid objects.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. We'll be out and about around here keeping an eye on things up this way anyway.
Give me the milepost that was again one more time.
Local designator is US 81 at Key Road, US 81 at Key Road.
Okay, thank you, Nathan.
N0UJQ, N0UJQ, KB0RWI.
Go ahead, Ken.
Yeah, you guys are kind of running right there at the north edge of the Wichita coverage area. I was going to forget the line and report anything that you guys might have up.
Yeah, this stuff Nathan's talking about is two counties out of their area, so I was going to turn it into Topeka here.
Yeah, well, coming into Russell that Jordan was behind. That's right in the area. So that's what I was talking about.
10-0-UJQ, WSRP.
Go ahead, Doyle.
Are you in front of Radar Street?
Yes, sir. Two of them, in fact.
Can you look between Glasgow and Concordia?
Looking at it now, where do you want me to look at?
They said 200 to Noble. I just heard the dispatcher report that somebody said they deemed two funnels touched down. I don't think it's a very reliable report. I just wanted to see what Radar looked like.
200th and what?
Noble.
According to what I have here, 200th is east of 81 Highway. There's nothing going on that far east. It's just barely raining over there yet.
Well, they said just north of Glasgow, 200th and Noble. I'm 2300. 200 would be just the second road into Clyde County there. I think it's 20th. Well, 200, where would that be? Anyway, it was southwest of Concordia, and all they could say was towards Glasgow. Well, Noble is a lot closer to Concordia than Glasgow. I don't think it was a very good report, but I just wanted to check.
Yeah, in the neighborhood of 20th and Noble, there was probably a rain shaft heavy enough to make somebody think that would be a funnel.
Well, that's what I wondered, because they said two of them, and I thought, I don't think we got enough turbulence going on from what I'm seeing to have two funnels formed.
Yeah, there's probably some penny-sized hail in that and some heavy rain. There's one cell, Scottsville area. There's another one 8 miles to the east of that, and that's all headed northeast.
Okay, Justin, I just wanted to tell from here. I'm still at home. I've got very light rain here. I don't hear any thunder at all. Looks like it might move in, though. WB0SRP, thanks.
Yep, it's 0UJQ.
KB0RWI, sending some down.
KC0NDG, we're T's tail end here at the present time. It's KC0NDG. We had some quarter size hail. The ground's pretty well covered right here.
K0WPM, Howard, what was the size of the hail?
We just have P size hail at the moment.
Okay, thank you, K0WPM.
KD0MJD and 0UJQ.
Somebody call KC0NDG.
Nope, I was looking for Josh out there, MJD. K0JWH and 0UJQ, I'm laughing at you.
0UJQ from KD0MJD.
Yeah, I got your message, and no, I'm not seeing you showing up on the map there.
Yeah, I don't know what the deal is. I'm stationary. I have it set as stationary, and I put the latitude and longitude in, but it's not showing up when I update it, so I don't know.
You might make sure you got your username and password on your app or whatever you're using to log in there and make sure that's right.
Yeah, I'm logged in. I don't know what the deal is. Like I said, I went in there and reset all of my position settings and whatnot, and it's not showing up, so I'll tinker with it some more and see what happens.
Sounds good. Andrew, UJQ.
Hey, we don't have an EchoLink EchoLink node right now on K-Link, do we?
radio reference speed does still work.
Yeah, that's where I heard you. I was hoping we had Echo Link still, and then I just tinker on there, but oh well.
Actually, it is still running, and it's receive only, but I've got it locked down for admins only. I guess I could let you in there, but you wouldn't be able to transmit on it.
It'll be all right. I can hear you just fine on radio reference. That's where I heard you. I ran out to the pickup, so what I need to do is get a handheld.
I understand. We'll catch you later. Enjoy UJQ.
Talk to you later. KD0MJD.
K0JWH, we're calling it a day down here in Rush County. I guess we are back in Barton County. Your storm's outflow dominant. Never did drop anything out of it. K0JWH.
Yeah, when I was hollering at you a minute ago, that's what I was going to tell you, and I was wondering if you were having fun down there in Chaser Hell. I was just... You can't see the storm for all the dots.
Yeah, I know when a bunch of the experienced chasers go diving for the hail core, you know that's the grand finale.
Well, there's always tomorrow, and this was just the primer for what'll happen tomorrow.
Yeah, definitely. I don't really feel like going up to northwestern Kansas if that's still going to be the case. If it's got a southeasterly storm motion, then I might duck out of work maybe an hour early, but Tuesday's kind of what I'm paying attention to so far, so there'll be plenty more days. Not discouraged at all. It was a good run.
Well, if you do go northwest, you'll have a new repeater to play with out there, so anyway, we'll catch you later, Jordan. N0UJQ.
Yeah, I was wondering what you guys were doing up there. I saw your spotter network icon up there.
Yeah, we replaced that thing that it was sporadically dying and then coming back on the air. And no rhyme or reason to it, and it's too far away to just kind of let run and see what happens. So we just hauled another one out there.
Huh. Sounds like a 444 repeater I know, and they keep ignoring. Anyway, that's a different story. Alrighty, heading back to town. We'll talk to you later. K0JWH.
N0UJQ.
N0UJQ from WX0RG. I rejoined the 6-1 to K-Link in case there was any traffic. It doesn't sound like we need to be doing that at this point. Would you agree?
You're asking, you say you joined. Yeah, I don't, you can do whatever down there. I think this is all pretty much over with.
All right, just checking in with you, Kent. If you copy, we can go ahead and... if you want to run the rest of Newsline, D-Link, and run the rest of Newsline, that's okay with me.
I shut the machine down, so pretty much over with.
All right, well then, we'll just, I'll start the net momentarily. I'll D-Link and get that going in a little bit.
KC0NDG, be standing down and clear.
Yep, thanks for your help up there. N0UJQ.
WX0RG is D-Link.
KS1EMS. N0UJQ from KS1EMS.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I haven't been paying too close of attention. You guys still have weather over that way you're working?
The only thing noteworthy I know of is down around Great Bend, and we don't have anybody spotting on here. I think Jordan left, so. Nope.
I'm still here. I'm just being quiet.
Well, that's a first.
KZ0 EZQ.
Jordan, key up your radio one more time.
Yeah, I was switching between Pony Rock and Hoisington on opposite VFOs and forgot that one little detail.
Okay. I was going to say, it sounded like you had something turned on there, so. I was just checking. I was going to figure I'd bring Clay 2 back up here now that everything's calmed down.
Good deal. Yeah, we thought this thing was dying out in western Barton County. Went outflow dominant on us, but it started kicking back up a little bit again. So now that everybody that stayed in Wichita has had enough time to drive up to Great Bend, and they're getting kind of a second wind, so oh well.
Zero WPM.
Go ahead, Bill. KS1 EMS.
I'd like to, RSJ, K0WPM. You got a copy up there, Marvin?
K0RSJ.
Be aware that there's a line coming in from the west. I'm looking at Kearney radar here. And also, there's a thunderstorm approaching you from the south, so you're going to be right in a circular motion situation there, it looks like, pretty quick. So be aware of it, and that's all I got to say about that, K0WPM.
Okay, thanks, Bill.
WB0SPM for ID.
Thanks for reminding me. K0JWH for ID.
We got 1 14 hundredths here at Norway, and it just slowed down to low drizzle now.
Thank you, Jim. K0WPM.
Happening over there, Bill, W0KRT.
Hello, Kurt. I'm sitting here watching Hastings radar. It said Kearney a while ago. Hastings got a line coming into Belleville area from the west, and it's merging with a cell coming straight up 81. And they're both on top of Belleville right now, so we'll see what happens. K0WPM.
Roger that, Bill. Yeah, I tried to report a radar indicated tornado vector. They're about 10 miles north and east of Smith Center 45 minutes ago, but got lost somewhere. So probably the same batch of cells and everything. Anyway, I'll get off of here. W0KRT.
Okay, Kurt, that, you're exactly right. That is the same cell, and it's traveling straight east. And thank you for that. K0WPM, what's there?
KS1 EMS normal. KS1 EMS. K0JWH mobile, start away.
That must have just been off the east end there over by you.
Whole house went dark, and of course, not the computer. I'm sitting here at the computer, not to clear off. And we're up now. It was just an instantaneous thing.
Yep. It's not going to surprise me. We were just out west of town where 28 and K9 come together. And really strong winds, 30 miles an hour or so. Heavy rain and lots of lightning. Visibility was down to a mile or less.
Just now getting Hastings radar back on here. We'll see what's going on here.
Yeah, sounds good. I think we're going to go inside and call it a night. Looks like some lightning, but I really didn't see anything that would indicate anything else.
Yeah, we're sitting right in the middle of a cell, moving straight east here. As soon as we get through that, unless the breeze is over behind, we should be in good shape. Belleville should have looked to me like they're getting out of it up there now, so we'll check with Marlin here in a little bit and see how they fared up there. K0WPM.
Sounds good, Bill. We're gonna hop inside here and flip the portable on and monitor that way, so have a good one. 73 is KC0, IWS, no longer mobile.
RSJ, K0WPM, got a copy, Marlin?
KC0, RSJ, go ahead, Bill.
Are you about out of the rain up there now?
Yep, we are. Yes, maybe it's a little bit of the side. That's about.
Okay, well, it appears it's on east of you now, and we've got heavy rain right now, but we should be out of it in 10 or 15 minutes here.
Okay.
Okay, we'll be monitoring K0WPM. Thanks.